Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to 790 ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the San Diego Padres. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown, or the visiting, Lake Elsinore Storm. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 51-46. They are 13-19 in the second half, while the Lake Elsinore Storm coming with a record of 50-46. They are 18-14 overall. And your Fresno Grizzlies have won the first 2 games of this 6-game series as they ended July on the right paw, and they look to start August on the right note as well, as the Grizzlies last night, a 5-2 win over the Lake Elsinore Storm. The Grizzlies won their 3rd straight game against Lake Elsinore, dating back to their previous series at Lake Elsinore Diamond. The Grizzlies and the Storm have now split the first 8 games this season, winning 4 games apiece. The Grizzlies, they now trying to find a way to win another game tonight, thanks to that big win yesterday as they roared ahead 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Braylon Wimmer, a 2-run homer to left center field, his 11th homer of the season. The Grizzlies added 2 more runs later on thanks to a Braylon Wimmer RBI triple. He scored Rockies rehabber Nolan Jones in the process, and then Wimmer scoring after a Felix Tena RBI single. The Grizzlies added another run later thanks to a Darius Perry RBI double, scoring Caleb Hobson, who had 3 hits. But Braylon Wimmer was the story in the game. He filled up the box score, going 2 for 2, a home run, a triple, 3 RBI, 2 runs, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch. Braylon Wimmer, a big game yesterday. And besides that, the pitching staff was outstanding. Albert Pacheco, 5 scoreless innings. Despite walking a career-high 5, he punched out a professional best 9. 3 hits allowed as well for Pacheco. The Grizzlies bullpen then 4 innings of work. Great work from right-hand pitcher in Kay Denton, left-hander Sam Weatherly, and right-hander Hunter Mann, who has now shown 4 straight scoreless innings over his last 3 outings. As the Grizzlies won 5-2, they've taken the first 2 games of this series, and for their last 5 games, the Fresno offense has double-digit hits. Tonight, though, the Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez, who had one of his best outings, his last start against Stockton. He gets the ball tonight for the Grizzlies, a 4-4 record, a 4.38 ERA. He'll be countered by right-hand pitcher Eric Yost for the Storm, a 3-2 record, a 5.16 ERA. Yost and Perez, both their 2nd times facing each other this season. So great pitching matchup as we get set as the California League South Division first half champions, the Lake Elsinore Storm, get ready to take on your Fresno Grizzlies, who are looking for their 3rd straight win. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with your Fresno Grizzlies manager, Steve Solis, and we talked a little bit of some different categories. First, we talked about the resurgence of Andy Perez in that leadoff spot and why his ability from not only his development standpoint, but what he did in the offseason has helped him become successful here this second half. We also talked about Luis Mendez and how well he's played over the past month. And then we got to talk about the draft. Now, Steve Solis didn't talk about the players. We actually got to hear his draft story, and it's a very unique one. And then he gives his perspective on what the players who were just drafted will expect when they join their first professional level. Our pregame guest is Grizzlies manager Steve Solis. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies manager Steve Solis. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
As always, thanks for having me.
So tell the fans how the past month has been for the Fresno Grizzlies.
Well, you know, it's been a little, it's been up and down, a little mixture of both. You know, we've had some good baseball. We came out of the break and weren't playing very good. And then over the last week or so, we've picked it back up. As is, you know, usual, especially with some younger players, the season gets a little longer than what they're used to. But I'm very pleased with the progression. We've remained process oriented. The guys have their eyes on the prize as far as the work we're putting in on a daily basis. And now you're seeing them come out of a little bit of a tough stretch, and we're starting to play really good baseball. So pretty pleased with where we are right now.
Absolutely. And the offense has really shown up over the past week or so, and going to Banner Island Ballpark always helps out. But the guy I want to talk about is Andy Perez. He's now been inserted into the leadoff spot over the past week or so. What have you seen from Perez in that role?
You know, Andy's had a great season, you know, from day one. You know, there was a little bit of a stretch in there where he kind of reverted back to the old Andy, where he's just his one area of growth is his pitch selection at the plate. So he's a bit of a swinger by nature. Early on, he was more selective. He kind of got away from that. And recently, I've kind of challenged Andy with the hey, I'm going to lead you off, but I don't mind you swinging early in the count or first pitch, you know, even for that matter. But we got to be more selective as to what we're swinging at. Get a pitch that we can drive. And so over the last week or so, once we moved him over into the leadoff spot, we put that challenge on the table. He's taking the bull by the horns, and he's actually been a little more selective at the plate. And you're seeing it. He's driving the ball. He's had a couple multi-hit games. And it's always nice when you have a guy leading off the game who's a threat to split a gap and hit a double or even a home run.
Absolutely. He did that on the first pitch in Stockton a few times. But as you said, multi-hit games, he has 16 of them over his past 27 games, which is something unheard of. But you've also seen some pop from Andy Perez, which he didn't have last year as well.
Absolutely. You know, we leave the kids every year with a, I don't want to call it a to-do list, but we have a player plan. It talks about their growth areas, their areas of strength. One of Andy's growth areas was, you know, to get physically stronger so he can withstand the rigors of a 132-game season, hopefully eventually 162-game season in the big leagues. And part of that was for him to get stronger and address his body, and he did that over the offseason. You can see a difference when he's walking around here just in his physical nature. And so that parlay that with the being more selective at the plate, getting pitches that he can drive, you know, the added strength, hitting pitches that you can drive, you're seeing the fruits of his labor, and he's able to drive the ball.
And then on top of it, too, a guy that was here last year as well for a little bit, Luis Mendez, has developed really nicely over the past month.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a slower start for Luis, but, you know, he, too, gets in the batter's box. He's got a great idea of the strike zone. I think early on he was pressing a little bit, you know, wasn't playing every day, so to speak. And, you know, from experience, when you don't play every day, sometimes you get the feeling like, hey, I've got to get four hits every time I get out there. And so it's a tough game as it is to put that kind of pressure on yourself. It gets even tougher. I think that's where Luis was, and now he's getting more regular playing time, and his natural ability is showing. But he too has gotten a little bit stronger as a young man.
Of course, the draft just happened. A lot of guys coming through as well, too. But the draft time is for an opportunity for a lot of players to see their dreams realized. So I want to ask you, do you remember your draft moment and where you were and everything in between?
I absolutely remember it like it was yesterday. Well, it was twofold. You know, early on, my junior year in college, it was, you know, hey, you're going to get drafted. I've had a bunch of scouts talk to me. We're going to draft you. I, you know, obviously put some undue pressure on myself and did not get drafted my junior year. So I got to experience the disappointment the pressure of the expectations of getting drafted, putting that expectation on yourself, not performing the way you would, and then ultimately not getting drafted. So I went back to school for my senior year. And at one point, talking to my parents and my dad, you know, we put all our time and effort into this. He was like, you know, if this is going to be your last year playing baseball, you must as well just have fun. You know, have fun, get your education, and see what happens. Lo and behold, in just having fun and not worrying about the expectations of being drafted, I had a really good year my junior or senior in college. And draft day came, and, you know, the expectations were, yeah, maybe I'm going to get drafted. But having been through the year before, I didn't really want to put all my eggs in that basket. So sat home. My mom, dad, my grandparents were there, and lo and behold, I did get the phone call on, I don't know if it was day two or three, but it was the 13th round back in 1993. And when I got that phone call, it was obviously, you know, there's a wave of emotions that comes over you, and none more important than, you know, just sitting there with my dad and my grandfather and all the people that put time and effort and all the workouts in with you. It was just, you know, a day that I'll never forget.
And of course now, like last year, a lot of those guys might join the team for the future, but the guys who joined last year, we've seen the production from Kay Denton, Isaiah Coupe, you know, guys like Austin Becker, who have now developed this year into better players. So what can fans then expect when players do show up? What emotions they might be going through, especially at this first stop in professional baseball?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's in any walk of life, you know, familiarity with where you are, comfort in your surroundings, that's going to help you succeed. So this first go around, you'll see a lot of guys. Some guys hit the ground running. We had, you know, Cole Carrig last year who hit the ground running, had some really good games. But then you see other guys that it takes a minute to get comfortable in their surroundings. You come here with, you know, depending on where you got drafted, the expectations and the guys that are existing here, the buddies that already have been formed here, you know, you're a new guy in the building. And so you kind of want to, you know, you want to impress. So some guys come in and put some added pressure on, whether, you know, I'm a first rounder, I'm a second rounder, guys expect me to do well, or I just want to do well so my peers accept me. So there's a lot of undue pressure that gets put on guys. Sometimes it's self-induced. They're getting used to a new clubhouse. Some of them not even from California, out of state. So there's a lot of things that guys need to settle in with and get comfortable with, and then you'll see their talent take over on the field. Like I said, some guys hit the ground running and others don't. So I always try to curb the expectations. You know, they come with a scouting report. I kind of know what to expect, but I don't want to put any expectations as far as results on the kids early. It's just about them getting used to the organization, meet the expectations of our organization, and then just go play baseball. Then usually what happens, the second go around, you see them settle in. They've got friends now. They've been to Fresno. They know the beast that they're faced with. And then you see the true talent come through.
Of course, with challenges and changes as well, what can Grizzlies fans expect for the next month for your Fresno Grizzlies?
Well, the next month, you can expect much of the same in our preparation. Hopefully, we stay hot here, and we're going to make a run at this thing. But going to play exciting baseball and see if we can win a few ball games and put some pressure on those San Jose Giants.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds. Thanks for taking time this interview.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
And we thank Grizzlies manager Steve Solis for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to the Fresno skipper as the Grizzlies looking for the third straight win tonight against the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. Your Fresno Grizzlies, we're on 790 ESPN Radio. Big thank you to Jorge back in the studios. We're also on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice as we're getting set for Game 3 of 6 Thursday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies, 51-46 overall, 13-19 in the second half, but winners of five of their last six, while the Lake Elsinore Storm, who have already clinched the first half in the California League South Division, they are one game worse than Fresno at 50-46. They are 18-14 in the second half, just a game back in the second half standings as well, as both teams needing to win to not only stay in the playoff race, but also to continue some momentum for the remainder of this season as we have hit August. That's right, we have August and September left as your Fresno Grizzlies are looking to get back in the California League North standings. As your Fresno Grizzlies are taking the field, let's head down to the field now for tonight's national anthem.
Ryan Perez. Luger hat. And joining us in honor of America with the singing of our national anthem, performed tonight by Lucy Clay.
A beautiful national anthem get us set for Thursday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. With that being said, let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. The Storm, the single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. They're led by 27-year-old manager Lucas Ray, his first season at the helm. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off at DH, number 15, Leo Dalis, Dave Vries. Batting second, third baseman, number 9, Jose Sanabria. Batting third, the center fielder, number 29, Jacob Campbell. Shortstop, number 16, B.Y. Choi, will bat fourth. Followed by catcher, number 28, Oswaldo Linares. In the sixth spot, number 6, first baseman, Ryan Wilson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 39, Chase Valentine. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 5, Colton Vincent. And batting ninth, the left fielder, making his Storm debut, number 10, Spence Kaufman. On the bump for the Storm will be the right-hander in Eric Yost, E-R-I-C-Y-O-S-T, a 3-2 record, a 5.16 ERA. So once again, for the Storm, under manager Lucas Ray, DeVries, Sanabria, Campbell, Choi, Linares, Wilson, Valentine, Vincent, Kaufman, and Yost on the bump. As that starting lineup will take on Brian Perez, the right-hander for the Grizzlies, a 4-4 record, a 4.38 ERA. Here's the Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Leading off and playing third base, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting second, the left fielder on Major League Rehab, Nolan Jones. Batting third at shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting fifth, the DH, number 14, Felix Tena. Jason Hinchman, the first baseman, number 25, he bats sixth. Brad Cumbis, the right fielder, number 15, bats seventh. We have Ben McCabe, the catcher, number 40, batting eighth. And batting ninth, second baseman, Tevin Tucker. As the first pitch is fouled off at 6:53 p.m., and we are underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. Brian Perez towards Leo Dalis De Vries. As here comes the pitch. That is outside. Count of 1-1. 6:53 p.m. for first pitch. It is 103 degrees outside. Here comes the pitch from Perez. Fouled off. Count at 1-2. We do have some partly cloudy skies, thanks to some weather right outside of Fresno, and then, of course, 7-mile-per-hour winds to right field. That's a count at 1-2. Perez winds and deals. That is just outside. Count at 2-2 to Leo Dalis De Vries. So count at 2-2. The Grizzlies Toyota lineup again is Brian Perez ready to go. Here comes his 2-2. And it's a fly ball out to shallow shortstop, and it's going to be the shortstop in Wimmer who makes the catch, and that is the first out of the inning. That ball was high in the air, and Wimmer actually maneuvering back towards the infield to make the play, as here comes third baseman Jose Sanabria. So that's the first out as DeVries is retired. And now the third baseman Sanabria has had a good series so far, as Perez will wind and deal. That's a called strike count at 0-1. So Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup again will be Andy Perez, Nolan Jones, Braylon Wimmer, Caleb Hobson, Felix Tena, Jason Hinchman, and then Brad Cumbis, Ben McCabe, Tevin Tucker, and of course, Brian Perez on the bump. Brian Perez counted 1-1. Here comes the pitch towards Sanabria. And it's a ground ball to the third baseman, Andy Perez. He's up with it. The throw to first in time. It goes 5-3, two outs now, as here comes center fielder Jacob Campbell. Our home plate umpire is Dylan Reeves. Over on the bases, Pedro Torres. Fresno tonight wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys. The Grizzlies 4-1 when wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys. They are red and black. You can see Fresno run across the front in black. They also have the red sleeves. As here comes the pitch, that's inside, count of 1-0. They also have those black numbers on the back of them, red cap, red bill, primary bear logo on top of that cap. As that is fouled off in the count of 1-1. Lake Elsinore, they are wearing their alternate unis. They have Storm camo jerseys. They are gray on the front with camo sleeves. As that is inside, 2-1. Black numbers on the back with the white outline. They have Storm written across the front. Black cap, black bill, and the Eyes of the Storm logo on that cap. As the pitch is a ground ball towards short, Braylon Wimmer up with it. The off-bounce throw to first is late, and it's not going to be in time. Oh, man, everyone was running off the field, and Hinchman couldn't stay on the bag as Wimmer's throw is offline, and the runner will reach here with 2 outs. What should have been a sure-handed play by the shortstop Wimmer ends up being an error on him. So now runner at first here with 2 outs for B.Y. Choi and for Fresno. That was not a very good feeling as everybody was running off the field as that is swung on and missed, count at 0-1. Good pitch from Perez up in the zone, but Wimmer's throw was just offline and Hinchman couldn't stay on the bag. And so the runner Campbell, who was not hustling down the line, ends up reaching as there's a strike count at 0-2. So now 2 outs, runner at first. Top of the first inning just underway here at Chuck Jancy Park. As here comes the pitch from Perez, that is called strike 3, and that will end the inning. Well, an error doesn't help the cause, but Brian Perez, a clean top of the first. We have the bomb of the first. Grizzlies pass coming up right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, They're the men and women building.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Storm Grizzlies tied at zero as Andy Perez will lead things off for Fresno against right-hander in Eric Yost. As the first pitch, the ground ball down the left field line, a base hit. Perez will look for two. He rounds first. He's going to hustle to second. The throw on its way. It is going to be late, and Andy Perez has a leadoff double. Perez, first pitch, swinging down the left field line, and he has himself an extra base hit. Perez has continued to dominate as the leadoff hitter over the past week. That is his third hit in the last week on the first pitch as the leadoff batter. As now here comes left fielder Nolan Jones, who's on MLB rehab for the Rockies. As Andy Perez is on with his 22nd double, that is third in the California League. Now Nolan Jones against Eric Yost as that pitch is swung on and missed, count at 0-1. Both starting pitchers tonight wearing the number 36 on the back of their jerseys. As Nolan Jones at the plate, the Rockies rehabber. Jones, 3 walks, 2 runs yesterday as the pitch to him swung on and missed, count at 0-2. And after you walked 3 times yesterday, you want to swing the bat to make sure you're feeling okay. He has battled injuries here in 2024. A lower back strain for Jones. Currently on the 10-day IL for the Rockies. Here's the 0-2. That is high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones in left field for the second time in these 3 games. He was the DH on the opener on Tuesday. We'll have a couple at-bats as he homered back on Tuesday in his second plate appearance. As a count at 1 ball, 2 strikes, Yost looks in. Pitch clock down to 2 as he will check on Perez. Perez a little dance back to the dish, or to second. As a count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nolan Jones looking to drive in the run right here. Yost looks back the runner again and the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to left field. It's going to be right at the left fielder, though, in Kaufman. And Spence Kaufman makes his first play in a Lake Elsinore uniform, and Jones is retired. Good pitch right there from Yost to get the major leaguer out as it brings up shortstop Braylon Wimmer. As Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Wimmer had a big game yesterday, had a 2-run homer in the first inning, and then an RBI triple in the third. As there's a check on Perez, and he's safe. Good snap throw back, and Perez barely in there. He was standing up when the tag was applied from second baseman Valentine. Yost, a good move as he spun on the first base side towards the bag. As here comes the pitch to Wimmer, that is inside, count at 1-0. But Wimmer, 2-for-2, reached base successfully all 4 times, had a walk, a hit by pitch, 3 RBI, 2 runs, was all over the place yesterday for Fresno, a .293 average, 11 home runs, an .818 OPS. As that pitch is outside, 2-0. And for Eric Yost, you have to feel for him because you face Andy Perez, who is in the top 10 in 7 different California League categories. And then you face a big leaguer. And then you face Braylon Wimmer, who has tons of power. As that pitch is swung on and missed, and right there, Wimmer trying to power his 12th homer. Counted 2 balls and a strike. And then after that, you have to face Caleb Hobson, who had 3 hits yesterday and tons of speed. And then Felix Tena and Jason Hinchman, who are riding 5- and 8-game hit streaks. As the 2-1's outside, Wimmer checks his swing. Count of 3 balls and a strike. Runner at second here with 1 out in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Lake Elsinore and Fresno. Just underway here in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chancey Park. As here comes the 3-1. And Wimmer, that's a high pop-up. Drifting on the infield. The question is, who's it going to be? The second baseman Valentine is there as he puts it away for the second out. And Wimmer is retired. So 2 away now for center fielder Caleb Hobson. As we just mentioned, Hobson had 3 hits yesterday. He's continued his strong play this season. Hobson batting .257, a trio of home runs, 24 RBI, a .702 OPS. As Perez leads from second, the pitch is swung on and missed by Hobson. Count at 0-1. Runner at second here with two outs. Caleb Hobson in the cleanup spot tonight. He's been between the leadoff batter, the seventh and ninth hole this year. As here comes the 0-1. That is outside. Count of 1-1. He's also been the number two spot, but a spot that he is not familiar in. But a great game yesterday. As Hobson looking to drive in Andy Perez, that leadoff double. Yost looks back the runner in the pitch, and Hobson takes a strike count at 1-2. Home plate umpire Dylan Reeves on the bases, Pedro Torres. Grizzlies and Storm, game three of this six-game series. A weekend of fun expected between these two squads. As here comes the 1-2, and that swung on and missed, and Yost is out of the inning after a leadoff double by Andy Perez. We head to the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway.
Top of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies 0, Storm 0, as Oswaldo Linares will lead things off against Brian Perez. Brian Perez making his 16th start of the season, his 7th here at home. Perez, a 4-4 record, a 4.38 ERA, as he will wind and deal. That's outside, count at 1-0. Brian Perez, 6'2", 167 pounds. 20 years old, the right-hander from Bajos de Haina, Dominican Republic. As that pitch is inside, 2-0. Signed as an international free agent on January 15th, 2021. Perez making his second appearance against the Storm. As that's inside, 3 balls and no strikes. No record of 2.25 ERA against Lake Elsinore. As Brian Perez trying to continue his great outing from last week against Stockton. As there's a strike all the way, count at 3-1. Back on July 26th at Banner Island Ballpark, Perez picked up the win after 6 innings of work. As the 3-1 is swung on and missed, count at 3-2. Perez gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, and struck out 10. His second time this season picking up double-digit strikeouts. The other time was also at Banner Island Ballpark, 6 innings with 12 punchouts. But against Lake Elsinore, that was back on July 10th. As the pitch on its way, ground ball foul, and the count remains at 3-2. 4 innings of work for Perez, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, had 5 walks and 5 Ks, but one of those punchouts was against MLB rehabber Xander Bogaerts. As the 3-2 is inside and a little bit high, ball 4, and there's the first walk for Perez tonight. As it brings up the first baseman in Ryan Wilson. But Brian Perez has continued to throw very consistent starts. The right-hander Perez has allowed two runs over his last four outings, and either one or two of them earned. So Perez looking to continue the strong play as the pitch is outside, count at 1-0. The right-hander, as we said, only 20 years old in his fourth professional season, first with Fresno. Perez was a part of that really good signing class in 2021 as that one is fouled off. The count had a ball and a strike. But for Brian Perez, he was actually the top pitching international signing that year, according to Ben Baedler. Great power and feel, which included signings of Dion Jorge, Jordy Vargas, Brian Mena, who just joined the squad earlier this week, as that is low, two balls and a strike. Ronnie Cruz and Bryant Betancourt. Talk about a really good group to be a part of. And for Perez, he was actually the top of all the pitchers. And we know what Vargas and Mena can do so far. As here's a ground ball, and that is foul. Count at two balls and two strikes down the third baseline. And one of the reasons why Perez is so good, well, he's got baseball in his blood. That's because he is the nephew of former MLB All-Star, World Series champion, and no-hitter recipient Edison Volquez. It's counted two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. That is inside. Count full, three balls and two strikes. Perez, three pitches, a fastball with good sinking action to it, a slider and a changeup. As Perez, another really tough count against Ryan Wilson, as that pitch misses low, and back-to-back walks now. Linares trots to second. Wilson will waddle to first. That is the second walk for Perez, as here comes second baseman Chase Valentine, and a mound visit from Ben McCabe, as he'll go talk to Perez. So runners at first and second, no outs here in the top of the second. Trajancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Trajancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Trajancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As we have reached August 1st, we have reached the month of August. The Grizzlies, a tough July sub-500 record, but have won their last two games. As that pitch runs outside, count at 1-0, and for Perez, has not been able to find his control this inning. And that first inning got a couple easy outs and then had a strikeout despite an error by Braylon Wimmer. As here's the 1-0 and a bunt laid down perfectly. Perez up with it. The throw to first is in time. Great job by Brian Perez to get off the mound as Linares gets to third. Wilson gets to second. Valentine has a sack bunt. It goes 1-3 for the first out. As here comes right fielder Colton Vincent. Vincent, the switch hitting catcher, he's actually playing right field tonight. Just up from the ACL after JD Gonzalez was traded, one of the prospects in the Padres system. Couple Storm players were a part of that trade deadline, as that's outside, count at 1-0, which included reliever Thomas Balboni Jr., who was dealt to the Yankees. No balls, no strikes, top of the second inning, runners at second and third. The pitch, it is outside, two balls and no strikes. Yesterday, Albert Pacheco had five walks. The night before, reliever in his debut, Ismael Luciano, had four walks. And now Perez already with two, and he falls behind again. Is that ball lifted foul? Count at 2-1. Heads up in the suites area. As the Grizzlies and the Storm playing game three of this six-game series. Perez, great stuff. We'll see if he can pick up a punch out here. A very hard hit ball. That's a strike. Counted 2-2. You want the ball to go right at somebody if that's the case. And we know the defensive abilities of guys like third baseman Andy Perez. But now they count it 2-2, and Perez, he sniffs a strikeout. He will come set. Here's the pitch. That is just low, and the count full, three balls and two strikes. It did miss a little bit low as catcher Ben McCabe couldn't get the ball back up into the zone. So now the count is full, 3-2. Perez comes set, and here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Now, Colton Vincent is listed as a switch hitter, but Vincent right now hitting from the right side at the plate. So Colton Vincent, the right-right matchup, surprisingly, is here comes the 3-2 from Perez, and it swung on and missed. Great pitch as Vincent is out. 92 in on the hands, and Vincent couldn't do anything with it. Second strikeout for Perez, second out of the inning as well. As here comes Spence Kaufman, who is making his Lake Elsinore debut, and what an opportunity now for Kaufman. Now Kaufman, he was added to the roster for Wyatt Hoffman a couple days ago. As that's outside, count of 1-0. And to kind of give you how crazy it was, when the lineups came through and Kaufman was listed on the reserves, everyone thought it was a misprint because Wyatt Hoffman was still on the roster at the time. As here comes the 1-0, and it's a foul ball, count at 1-1. It's actually Spence Kaufman, who is in left field tonight, the 9-hole hitter for Lake Elsinore. That's a count of 1-1. 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. The Storm, 2 runners on at 2nd and 3rd, as Brian Perez trying to work out of trouble. He comes set. Here's the pitch. And it's a little chopper back to Perez. He picks it up to throw to first in time. And Brian Perez does it himself. He makes 2 plays and picks up a strikeout. We head the bomb to 2nd with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the 2nd inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Grizzly Storm 0-0 as Felix Tena will lead things off against the right-hand pitcher in Eric Yost, a 3-2 record, a 5.16 ERA, as Tena swing and a miss, counted 0-1. Felix Tena, multi-hit game yesterday. He's on a 5-game hit streak as he swings and misses. Another good slider from Yost. Counted 0-2. Felix Tena, just 20 years old. Part of a very good young core in this Rockies system. Andy Perez, 20 years old. Luis Mendez, 21. As the pitch is outside, counted 1-2. Felix Tena, part of that international signing group as well. In his first season with Fresno. As here comes the pitch from Eric Yost. Winds and deals outside, 2-2. And Tena waving at 2 pitches outside. So 2-2. Here in the bottom of the 2nd inning, no score. Here comes the pitch from Yost. And that's a ground ball, softly hit. And it gets into right field, a base hit for Felix Tena. It's a 6-game hit streak for Tena. A seamy single to right as here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. Now, Jason Hinchman is on an 8-game hit streak, and he has one hit in every single game. Jason Hinchman's 8-game hit streak is as long as this season. Now, despite a hit yesterday, also struck out 3 times as he looks to get... as he looks to continue that hit streak and continue this inning for Fresno. As he flies the first one foul, heads up in the sweet level, counting no balls and one strike. Here in the bottom of the second inning against Eric Yost. Runner at first with no outs. Hinchman ready to go. Here comes the pitch, and that's a strike. Counted 0-2. Jason Hinchman from Tennessee Tech. There are two Tennessee Tech players on this team, including Hunter Mann, who pitched yesterday. As here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman. There goes Tenna. The pitch is high. The throw is offline. The tag, though, is perfect. The second baseman, Valentine, went up for the ball and makes a perfect tag, and Tenna is out. It's going to go 2-4 on the caught stealing. Tenna, who had 2 stolen bases yesterday, is out. That's the first out of the frame as the count at 1-2 to Hinchman. The pitch swung on and missed. Now there's 2 outs. Second strikeout for Yost, second out of the inning, and here comes right fielder Brad Cumbest. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. We thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies in tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the second. As here is a hard chopper, 2 second, Valentine makes the play to first in time. What an inning for Valentine. And just like that, the Grizzlies down in order. We head to the third with no score. We'll be back right here on 790 ESPN Radio.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 0-0 between the Grizzlies and the Storm. As Leo Dallas, Dave Vries will lead things off. Against the right-hander, Brian Perez, as that's a called strike count at 0-1. DeVries 0-for-1 with a pop-up back in the first inning. As a 17-year-old is at the plate. And that's a fly ball out to left center field. Has good carry on it. Ranging back, and it's going to be caught on the run by Caleb Hobson, the center fielder, as Nolan Jones gave way. Hobson sprinting over to make the catch. That's the first out of the inning and a nice play. As here comes Jose Sanabria, the third baseman. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium. high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As here's a ground ball to first, Hinchman stays with it, and he makes the play. Goes three unassisted. Hinchman initially bobbled the ball that almost touched the bag, and he stays with it for out number two, as here's Jacob Campbell reached on an error in his first at-bat. Again, that number, 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. You're on August 1st. Here comes the pitch from Perez. That swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. That had tons of movement. 93 in on the hands. Two outs here in the third inning as Perez ready to go once again. He's already ready to go as the time Campbell gets in the box, Perez will wind and deal. And that is called strike three. And Brian Perez has a 1-2-3 third and his third strikeout as well. We head to the bottom of the third with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between the Storm and the Grizzlies as Ben McCabe will lead things off. As the Grizzlies have two hits in this game, both by their leadoff batters, but Fresno unable to score so far. So that means if the leadoff batter gets on, Ben McCabe is due for a hit. As the first pitch is in there for a strike count at 0-1 from Eric Yost. Eric Yost, 6'1", 190 pounds, 21 years old, born in White Plains, New York. As that swung on a miscounted 0-2. Went to Northeastern where the Padres drafted him in the 17th round in 2023. Yost has spent his entire season with Lake Elsinore, his 18th game, 14th start, 75 innings. As that pitch runs high to McCabe, count of one ball and two strikes. 74 Ks for Eric Yost. He's allowed seven homers this year. As here comes the pitch from the righty, and that's high, two balls and two strikes. Last year's split time between Lake Elsinore and Fort Wayne. Two different levels. As the pitch is a fly ball foul, and the count stays the same. I believe it's two balls, two strikes. I could be wrong. I believe it's two balls, two strikes here in the bottom of the third inning. As Yost winds and deals, and that's a line drive out to right field, and the broadcaster called it. It's a leadoff single for Ben McCabe, and the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter is 3-for-3 tonight. So Perez in the first, Tenna in the second, and now McCabe here in the third. As now here's Tevin Tucker, the nine-hole hitter for Fresno. So leadoff batters 3-for-3. And now it's Tevin Tucker. And now we'll see if Tucker puts down a bunt. The Grizzlies have played small ball a couple times this year. As the third baseman Snopper coming up. And there goes Tucker to bunt it. And it's right back to Yost. Yost has only plays the first. And it's in time. And Tucker is out by an eyelash. Great bunt for Tevin Tucker as McCabe gets to second. It goes 1-2-3, I believe, on the sacrifice. As here comes third baseman Andy Perez. Perez 1-for-1 with a double. So the sacrifice bunt. That's the second sack bunt we've already seen in tonight's game. As here's the pitch to Perez. That is low in the count of 1-1 and 0-2. So 1-3 on the sacrifice. Runner at second here with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Andy Perez looking to drive in a run. Yost's pitch on its way, and Perez will take a strike. Count of 1-1 and 1-2. Andy Perez nodding in agreement. We talked with manager Steve Solis on a pregame show, and man, he loves what Andy Perez did in the offseason to get him to this point. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball, and it's going to be picked up by the first baseman, Wilson, who dives for it, and Perez is out. What a play from Wilson. And it goes 3-1 as the pitcher, Yost, covering. Perez is out. That ball almost snuck into right field. So now there's two outs and a runner at third in McCabe, and here comes Nolan Jones. Jones on MLB rehab. Flew out back in the first inning and now can drive in a run and give the Grizzlies an early lead. Here comes the pitch from Yost, and Jones fouls it off, counted 0-1. Nolan Jones was traded to the Rockies from the Guardians in November of 2022. It was for former Grizzlies infielder Juan Brito. I remember sitting in the office and seeing the move and being actually sad about it. As that swung on and missed, counted 0-2 because Juan Brito was one of the coolest guys a part of that 2022 team. But you trade for a guy who ends up finishing fourth in Rookie of the Year with the Rockies. So I don't think either team were upset with the trade as Brito in the top five Guardians prospects. As that ball is high, 1-2. Now Nolan Jones had a great 2023, but a little bit of some injuries here in 2024. Jones looking to get back up to the big league club and help out that squad down the stretch. As here comes the pitch from Yost. And it's a line drive, beats it up the middle, and Nolan Jones delivers. An RBI single, and Fresno leads 1-0. Ben McCabe comes in to score, and Nolan Jones has his second hit in a Grizzlies uniform. Both have delivered RBI. He's now 1-for-2 as he rips one right back up the middle. McCabe scores, and the Grizzlies' second hit of the inning drives in a run. They have four hits overall, and here comes shortstop Braylon Wimmer. Runner at first with two outs now. Wimmer 0-for-1 with a pop-up as the Grizzlies strike first again in this series. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. Braylon Wimmer, the South Carolina product, now looking to continue this frame. The Grizzlies had scored 8 runs in the second inning on Tuesday after a lot of them with 2 outs. As that ball's back to Yost, who makes a great play. The underhand toss to first in time, and that will end the inning. But not before Nolan Jones, an RBI single up the middle, gives the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. 1-0. The Grizzlies lead the Storm as B.Y. Choi will lead things off against Brian Perez. As the pitch is inside, count of 1-0. Le Pervon's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As Perez winds and deals, that is outside. 2-0. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervon's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1-2 bedroom apartments. Here's a fly ball deep to right center field. Hobson ranging back, so it's Cumbis, and the right fielder Cumbis makes the play as he will toss it to Hobson, and that's the first out. It goes F9. And here comes the catcher, Oswaldo Linares, who walked his first time at the plate. Visit Menko Abbott's website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Menko Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As the pitch from Perez on its way, that's a called strike, count at 0-1. 1-0 Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth inning at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. As that pitch misses inside, count of 1-1 to Oswaldo Linares here on August 1st. Here comes the pitch. Inside, almost hits Linares. Count of 2-0 now and a strike. The Grizzlies lead 1-0 here at Chuck Chancy Park. Game 3 of this 6-game series, Fresno looking for their third straight win against a very good Lake Elsinore squad, as there is a called strike and the count at 2-2. Lake Elsinore managed by 27-year-old Lucas Ray. This coaching staff has been really with Ray every step, including last year with the ACL Padres. As here comes the 2-2 from Brian Perez. But crazy to think how young this whole team is, including the coaching staff. As here's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Ray was telling me prior to a game earlier this week that they have two coaches above 30, but 30 and 33. The rest are below the age of 30. As here comes the 2-2. That runs inside. Count full now to Linares. 3-2. So Lake Elsinore, a lot of really good managers in their system, the Padres do. As here comes the 3-2, and a line drive foul down the third baseline. But you can tell the knowledge when you talk to Ray or the Storm coaching staff, but they also have a 17-year-old in DeVries. They have a very young pitching group as well. We saw Luis Gutierrez, Eric Yost is 21 tonight. As here's the 3-2 offering. That's called strike three. What a pitch from Brian Perez. His fourth strikeout, third looking of the contest. And here comes the first baseman in Ryan Wilson. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Wilson walked his first time at the plate. As Brian Perez has been in a good rhythm tonight. Has been able to work both parts of the plate. Here's the pitch. And that's going to plunk right on the elbow of Ryan Wilson. So a two-out hit by pitch, and for Brian Perez, all three base runners that have reached have been two walks and a hit by pitch. As now it's Chase Valentine, who was out on a sacrifice bunt the last time. Ryan Wilson now down at first here with two outs. 1-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. As the Grizzlies looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Perez comes set the pitch. Outside, count at 1-0. Brian Perez, as we have already mentioned, he is only 20 years old, will be 21 on September 8th, has continued to show slight improvement and receiving more reps on the bump, as that is fouled off. Last year, 36 1/3 innings with the ACO Rockies, making 10 starts. A 1-0 record, had 37 strikeouts, but notched career highs in almost every pitching category. Now, this year, of course, has been able to help that as well, which included 12 strikeouts, the most by a Grizzlies pitcher back on May 15th, as that is swung on and missed. And the count now at 1-2. As Brian Perez last year as well had 6 starts where he tossed 4 or more innings, allowed 2 earned runs or less, and he's in that little bit of a streak right now. Here's the pitch. That is called strike 3. What a slider on the inside portion. That's 5 Ks for looking for Perez as we head to the bottom of the 4th. 1-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the 4th inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies lead the Storm 1-0. As the first pitch, ground ball to short. Up with it, the throw to first is in time by Choi. As that will get Caleb Hobson, it goes 6-3 for the first out. And here comes the DH in Felix Tena, 1-for-1 with a single. And that ends a streak of leadoff hitters getting on. Now 3-for-4 tonight for Fresno. After that ground out by Hobson. Against right-hander in Eric Yost. As that pitch is a strike, count at 0-1. As we said, Eric Yost is making his 14th start, 18th appearance this year. Has faced the Grizzlies once. As that's a check swing, and it's now 0-2. He pitched against the Grizzlies on July 11th, picked up the win after 5 innings, a 2-run ball. 5 hits, 2 walks, and 2 Ks. As the pitch is swung on and missed, and Tena down on strikes. That's a 3rd strikeout for Yost. 2nd out of the inning, and here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. Hinchman 0-for-1, he struck out his first time at the plate. As it takes on Eric Yost. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or you can call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 4th. As there is a called strike count at 1-2, that first foul ball went up to the suites level and a souvenir for a couple lucky fans who are enjoying a game tonight. Here's the 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes. Still a lot of chances to watch your Grizzlies this year. They'll be home for the majority of August and September. They'll have a 2-week homestand coming up against Modesto and Stockton, as that is outside, and the count full 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Hinchman takes a pitch outside here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, a big thank you to Express Furniture Rental. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and he fouls it off again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. But the Grizzlies, they'll be on the road next week in Rancho Cucamonga. And then they'll be at home for 12 games before going down the road to take on Visalia. And back here against San Jose is Hinchman. He strikes out, and that is a 1-2-3 inning once again for writing pitcher Eric Yost. We head to the fifth. Grizzlies lead 1-0.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Storm, as Colton Vincent will lead things off against right-hander Brian Perez. Perez has 5 punch-outs so far, 4 looking, as now we have the bat boy being told that there's a baseball that is on the field to make sure he goes and grabs it. And now we are just waiting for the bat boy. I don't know where that ball ended up coming from, as here comes the pitch from Perez. And that's a ground ball to short. Wimmer is there. He will make a good throw to first, and it's in time. It goes 6-3. Wimmer making sure he had control of the ball and then made a rocket throw over. As here comes the left fielder in Spence Kaufman, who's 0-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chuck Chansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in effect of June 1st in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. As that's going to hit Kaufman, and he's on with a hit-by-pitch. Perez trying to go inside. Second hit-by-pitch for Perez. And with one out, here comes Leo Dallas, Dave Vries, who's 0-2. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As that's inside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here in the top of the fifth inning, here on August 1st. Here comes the 1-0 from Perez inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Perez falling behind as he looks to get back in the count against Dave Vries, the leadoff hitter for Lake Elsinore. As that pitch is, sound like a broken bat out to left. Nolan Jones is there. He's going to battle the lights, and he will make the play. That is the second out of the inning. It goes F7. Jones has his second put out in a Grizzlies uniform over three games. As here comes Jose Sanabria, who's 0-2. Runner at first with two outs now. But going back to Nolan Jones. Nolan Jones, who just made that play, one of the best defenders among all rookies last year. As here's the pitch, that is a called strike, counted 0-1. Led the majors with 19 outfield assists in 93 games in 2023. A franchise record for the Rockies, surpassing Dante Bichette's 17. Now, here's the thing, 93 games versus 144 is Perez. Barehand throw, he made the play! Andy Perez, a barehand play to end the inning. Wow! Perez coming up and makes a great play to get Sanabria. And that will end the top of the fifth. We head to the bottom. 1-0 Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Storm. As Brad Cumbis, who's 0-1, will face Eric Yost, who winds and deals. The first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. The Grizzlies, an RBI single from Nolan Jones in the third. The only run of tonight's game so far. As here's a swing and a miss. Count of 1-1 is Brad Cumbis. A big wave and a miss. Eric Yost, a 3-2 record, a 5.16 ERA coming into tonight's game. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Count of 2-0. As the Grizzlies needing to add some more runs, this Lake Elsinore team, they have battled over the past two games. As Cumbis, swing and a miss, count at 2-2. Cumbis, with pitches in the zone, has one of the highest swing and misses percentages on the Grizzlies. But Brad Cumbis, we've seen the power, a few home runs and plenty of doubles. As Yost ready to go, the pitch to Cumbis and a fly ball foul. Count remains at 2-2. Brad Cumbis has been a right fielder, a left fielder, and a DH for the Grizzlies. As that's swung on and missed. And that is the fifth strikeout for Yost. He has now three straight Ks. And that's the first out of the inning. As here comes catcher Ben McCabe. 1-for-1, a single, and a run scored here in the bottom of the fifth. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. As McCabe's swing and a miss, counted 0-1. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms. As here's a line drive to left. That ball is foul, though. Oh, McCabe was looking for extra bases and just foul, according to home plate umpire Dylan Reeves. But again, the hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. As the count in no balls, two strikes to Ben McCabe. McCabe, the Grizzlies catcher. Both Grizzlies catchers have been really good over the past week and a half as he swings and misses. That's now six Ks for Yost, four in a row. And with two outs, it's Tevin Tucker, who had a sacrifice bunt his first time. So two outs now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Thursday night baseball between the Grizzlies and the Storm. Fresno looking for their third straight win in this series. As here's a line drive by Tucker to left field, and that ball is going to get down. Tucker looking for extra bases. He rounds first. Here's the play at second, and Tucker's in there, a two-out double. Another double for Fresno as Tevin Tucker is on. Fifth hit for the Grizzlies, and here comes Andy Perez. Perez one for two with a double as well. As Tucker lined that ball to left, great speed. The left fielder Kaufman getting to the ball quickly made a good throw, but Tucker showing off the great speed and a perfect slide as well. As now Andy Perez looking to drive in a run. As we said, all over the California League leaderboard. As he bloops one, and this one is going to land in the seats. Count at 0-1. Andy Perez in the top 10 in seven different categories in the California League. First in hits, first in total bases, tied for first in triples. He has 13 career Fresno triples, which has put him in the top 10 in Grizzlies career triples. As here's the pitch, and that one is swing and a miss. Counted 0-2, and Perez, he chased one that he shouldn't have. So now no balls, two strikes, as Yost looking to get out of the frame unscathed. Two outs, runner at second, bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. As Perez now. Here comes the offering from Yost, and he lines one to shallow right field, but it's going to be playable for the right fielder Vincent, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies leave a runner in scoring position, 1-0. We head to the sixth right here on 790 ESPN Radio.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines.
Top of the sixth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies lead the Storm 1-0 as the first pitch is swung on and missed by Jacob Campbell. Count at 0-1 from Brian Perez. Campbell, he's actually 0-2 tonight as here's the pitch, and it's a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count of one ball and one strike. The Grizzlies wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys. Lake Elsinore are wearing their camo jerseys. Yes, here comes the 1-1 offering. That is inside, and it's going to plunk for the third time. Jacob Campbell will reach on a hit-by-pitch. That's another inside pitch from Perez. He has three hit-by-pitches, two walks, and now it's B.Y. Choi who's 0-2. As the leadoff man is on, so three hit-by-pitches now for Brian Perez. And with that third hit-by-pitch, he's one shy of a franchise record for most hit-by-pitches in a game. Sean McMullen on July 18th, 2000. A lot of these players were not born at that point, which includes starting pitcher in Brian Perez. As that swung on and missed in the count at 0-2. Perez born in 2003. So that record was 3 years older. So the count at 0-2, which is crazy to think about. Perez, though, has been able to work inside a few times tonight, picking up strikeouts. As the 0-2, a fly ball to right field. Kumbis ranging back. He looks up, and that ball is going to be off the wall. It's going to be extra bases. Lake Elsinore looking to tie this game up as rounding third and scoring is Campbell. It's now 1-1 here in the sixth. B.Y. Choi a double off the wall as Kumbis tried to make a play. It's an RBI double. Campbell scoring all the way from first. It's the first hit and the first run for Lake Elsinore. As here comes Oswaldo Linares, who's 0-1 with a walk. So the no-hitter is over. As Brian Perez got through five innings without any hits. As here comes the pitch, that is high. One ball and no strikes to Linares, the catcher for Lake Elsinore. So Brian Perez, five innings, had allowed zero hits. As here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count now at one ball and one strike. Perez is second out against Lake Elsinore this season. Perez really good in his last start against the Stockton Ports at Banner Island Ballpark. As here comes the pitch, and a line drive caught by the third baseman, Andy Perez. It's going to be L5 for the first out, runner at second. And here comes Ryan Wilson, a walk and a hit by pitch. So 1-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. As Perez will come set, and that is low, one ball and no strikes. Perez just missing as he takes on Ryan Wilson, the first baseman who's been very busy tonight for Lake Elsinore. The pitch from Perez, line drive out to center field. That ball is going to get down, is going to split the gaps, and the Storm have a 2-1 lead. Another double as Kumbis picks it up. Wilson going for three. The relay throw is late, and it's going to be an RBI triple for Ryan Wilson, who's reached base all three times. And now after two extra base hits, the Storm have a 2-1 lead. Second hit and a run allowed by Perez as Choi scores from second. So one out runner at third, and here's Chase Valentine, who's 0-1. With a sack bunt. As now a mound visit from Ben McCabe. Third triple for Wilson this year as the Grizzlies trail 2-1 now here in the sixth. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. After the mound visit, now infield in for Fresno as the Storm two runs. As that's a check swing, and He did not go around and chase Valentine. Counted one ball and no strikes. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Perez looks in now as he will have to battle. Here comes the pitch. And a chopper to third. Perez now looking to go home. The throw, and it's perfect. And McCabe tags him for the out. What a play from Andy Perez. It was a bang-bang play, but Perez made a perfect throw. He angled his body perfect to the plate, and that is the out as McCabe tagging the helmet of the runner in Wilson. What a job from Ben McCabe on the tag. So a fielder's choice, a big second out. It goes 5-2 for the putout. So now two away. With a runner at first for Colton Vincent, who's 0-2. As that's inside, and it's going to hit him, and we have a career record. The Grizzlies have broken a record tonight. Brian Perez has hit four batters. We have a new franchise record here at Chukchansey Park. Brian Perez has hit his fourth batter, a record that has held for 24 years. Another hit by pitch. So now runners at first and second with two outs. And it's Spence Kaufman who's 0-1 with a hit by pitch. As that swung on and miscounted 0-1. Four hit by pitches for Brian Perez. That is unbelievable. As that is low, count at one ball and one strike. So Sean McMullen's record is gone. No more. 24-year-old record. If you look at that Grizzlies roster, only three players are over that record in terms of age. As that is into the Grizzlies dugout, and it's caught by someone in the dugout. And the count at 1-2. Great play. It's the count of one ball, two strikes. Everyone smiling in the dugout as a count of one ball and two strikes. As Brian Perez trying to finish off the inning, look for his sixth punch out. And that is a foul ball in on the hands again. So one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes as Perez will come set. And the pitch inside almost hits the batter again. Two balls and two strikes. Lake Elsinore leads 2-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Visalia leads Stockton 7-0. That's Brian Perez now. Lots of pitches up to 90 right here. And it's a ground ball foul. Sound like a broken bat as well. So new lumber here for Kaufman. But 7-0 Visalia leads Stockton. In the bottom of the fourth inning at Lone Mart Field where the Grizzlies will be next week. It is 10-10 between San Jose and Rancho Cucamonga. And finally, Inland Empire with a whole new roster. They have 25-plus transactions over their past 3 days. And they lead Modesto 6-0 in the fourth. As here comes the 2-2 once again, and a fly ball foul. Brian Perez allowed just two hits, an RBI double and an RBI triple. He has a pair of walks and four hit-by-pitches tonight. As it counted, two balls and two strikes. So Lake Elsinore has a 2-1 lead despite only two hits. Both in this inning. Here comes the 2-2. And a little blooper. This one in foul territory. Perez and McCabe will not be able to get there as it will bounce foul. Ben McCabe sliding as he realized he couldn't get to it. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes. As a fan will go get that baseball. Brian Perez. Two balls, two strikes. The Dominican native looking to strike out Kaufman, the nine-hole hitter. Here comes the 2-2 from Perez. And it is a chopper to third, and it goes foul again. And now Andy Perez will pick up the ball foul. This is the ninth, now 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. So two balls, two strikes as Perez now up to 93 pitches. As the 2-2 is fouled off again. That was a slider that was hanging a little bit more than Perez wanted. And we'll do it once again between Kaufman and Brian Perez as there's action down in that Fresno bullpen. As here comes the 2-2 offering, and that is called strike three. Perez caught him looking, and that will end the inning. But the Storm stormed back for two runs. They lead by one. We'll be back for the bottom of six right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. The Storm lead the Grizzlies 2-1. First time we've said that in this series as Nolan Jones at the dish as he will line one into right center field, a base hit. Jones is 2-for-3 on his rehab assignment. He's now looking for two as a throw is going to get him by a mile. Jones rounded first and realized that he was probably going to be thrown out and that is going to be the first out of the inning. So that's the sixth hit for Fresno, but he is thrown out going to second. And here comes the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-for-2. Jones rounded first, and I don't think he realized that ball was already heading in. As the count of one ball and no strikes. So it's going to go 8-6 on the putout. As that is a called strike, and the count at one ball, one strike to Braylon Wimmer. 2-1, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. As Wimmer, swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. Right-hander Eric Yost has been in control for the majority of this game, but here's the big number. 0 walks for Yost. And he's only up to 70 pitches. Here comes pitch number 71 to Wimmer. It's outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grizzlies trail 2-1 here at Chuck Chancey Park. Fresno trying to keep pace in that California League North Division. As the pitch, a check swing, did he go around? He did not. The count full And the ball getting away from Linares again. The count at 3-2. We saw that yesterday on a pass ball situation where Linares had dropped the ball not realizing he thought it went behind him. As the sky here at Chichansey Park is now orange as Wimmer lines one to right field and a diving play. And the ball, did it drop? No, they're going to say he caught it. It was actually the glasses that fell for Vincent. That's the second out of the inning. But the sky right now looks like the Grizzlies jerseys, a little bit of red and some black along with it, just like those Valley Tribute jerseys. As here's Caleb Hobson 0-2. Beautiful sky tonight here in downtown Fresno. That's swung on and missed, count at 0-1. Fresno trying to find a way to win this game despite being in control for the majority of this. As here's a line drive, that's going to get down, a base hit. Hobson, he's going to round first. He's going to look for two. He takes a big turn and realizes he didn't want to go. What a throw in again by the center fielder in Campbell. It's going to be a two-out single, and Hobson stays put. That's the seventh hit for Fresno, as now it's Felix Tena. Tena 1-2 with a single. As Hobson now on the base pass looking to steal a base as Tena takes a pitch in the dirt, count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trailing the Storm 2-1. Glad you could join us here on 790 ESPN Radio. Big thank you to Jorge back in the studios. As here comes the 1-0 to Tena. And Tena will take a called strike, count at 1-1. We're also on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. If you're not watching Bally Live, download it now. As a check on Hobson, he's back safely. But if you aren't watching on Bally Live, download it now. It's your free place to watch all minor league baseball games. You can also watch our affiliates, Spokane, Hartford, and Albuquerque. As there goes Hobson, ground ball to third. Sanabria up with it, the deep throw in time, and that will end the inning. Eric Yost, 6 innings, a 1-run ball. We head to the seventh right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB.
Top of the seventh inning here in downtown Fresno, California. At beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Grizzlies, as here's a fly ball out to right center field. Cumbis and Hobson racing back. Cumbis is underneath it, and he will run it down. A fly ball from DeVries, and that's the first out of the inning as Jose Sanabria will stride to the plate. Here in the top of the seventh inning, a new pitcher for Fresno, as there's action down in that Storm bullpen. as Bryson Hammer takes over for Brian Perez, number 20. As there is a ball inside, count of one ball and no strikes. So Brian Perez, final line, 6 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, 4 hit-by-pitches, and 6 strikeouts for Perez. Those 4 hit-by-pitches, though, a franchise record hit-by-pitches. One of them scoring a run, his 2 hits allowed, an RBI double and an RBI triple. As that pitch is low, counted 2 balls and a strike from Bryson Hammer. Number 20 in the game as Sanabria 0-for-3 tonight. Couple ground outs to third. Here comes the 2-1 offering. And that is outside. 3 balls and a strike. Hammer 6'1", 186 pounds with a 22-year-old. Dallas Baptist product. As here comes the pitch. That is ball 4. A 1-out walk. As Sanabria is on. Fresno's third walk of the game. And here comes center fielder Jacob Campbell. Has reached on an error, was hit by a pitch, and scored a run back in the 6th inning. We're here in the top of the 7th, 2-1. Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. As here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss, counted 0-2. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. We thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner in tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 7th. As a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The pitch from Hammer on its way. As here's a fly ball out to right center field. Cumbis is there. He will make his second catch of the inning and throw it in. 2 outs now as here comes the shortstop. And B.Y. Choi, 1-for-3, an RBI double and a run. Here in the top of the 7th. Grizzlies 9 outs to play with here on August 1st. As B.Y. Choi at the plate. Here comes the pitch from Hammer in the lefty-lefty matchup. It's inside, count of 1-0. Top of the 7th inning. As the Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win tonight. As that is a called strike, and the count at 1-1 is Hammer fixing his hat a little bit as he goes back to the mound. For Lake Elsinore, it's going to be number 30, Alejandro Lugo. Always tough to see those jerseys, those camouflage jerseys. They're going to pick off the runner at first. Hinchman, now it's going to be a pickle. We have 1-3, 6-3, I believe. And that will end the inning on the pickoff. So Sanabria is out 1-3, 6-3 on the putout. And just like that, Hammer, a clean frame. It's time to stretch here in Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy.
Hope everyone enjoyed a nice stretch here in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Grizzlies trail the Storm 2-1 as Jason Hinchman will lead things off against Alejandro Lugo. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's outside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alejandro Lugo, 21 years old, takes over for Eric Yost. 6 innings of 1-run ball for Yost, 7 hits, no walks, and 6 Ks. As Hinchman takes a pitch outside, the count of 2 balls and no strikes from Lugo. As he takes over for Yost, so both pitchers for the Storm with 4 letters for their last name. The 21-year-old Lugo on the bump, 6 feet, 165 pounds as Hinchman flies one. That's out to center field. It's going to be playable for the center fielder in Campbell, and that's the first out of the inning. Hinchman now 0-for-3 as here comes Brad Cumbis. He's 0-for-2. Alejandro David Lugo from Maracay, Venezuela, appearing between two levels, ACL Padres and Lake Elsinore, with the Storm, 15 games, a 2-1 record, a 3.77 ERA. As Cumbis swing and a miss, counted 0-1. 0-for-1 in save chances, 31 innings. He has 25 strikeouts. As the Grizzlies trailing 2-1. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. And the count at 1-1 as the catcher in Lenar is trying to bring the ball back up into the zone. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As here comes the 1-1. That is swung on a miss. Count at 1-2. Good pitch up in the zone as Cumbis, a big hack. Elevated the fastball there at 91 miles per hour. So 1-2 as Cumbis now trying to protect. Coming set is Lugo and the pitch and a fly ball. That's out to right field. Racing back's the right fielder. It's going to be just shy at the warning track and caught by Vincent for the second out. Two away now as here comes catcher Ben McCabe, 1-for-2. This Grizzlies team, they had double-digit hits in 4 of their last 5 games. Their other two, they've had 7 tonight, and they're lost to Stockton on Sunday at Banner Island Ballpark. It's this Grizzlies team watching the California League scoreboard. Visalia still up 7-0. They're in the 7th inning. As the pitch to McCabe is a called strike, count at 0-1. San Jose leads Rancho Cucamonga 11-10 in the 6th inning. And Modesto trails Inland Empire 8-0 in the 5th. Here comes the pitch to McCabe. It's high for a ball. And the count of 1-1 from Alejandro Lugo. As here comes the 1-1. And that is a fly ball to left field. That ball is good carry, but it's going to be playable for the left fielder Kaufman. And that ends the inning. All 3 balls were put into the outfield, and the Grizzlies go down in order. We head to the 8th, 2-1, Lake Elsinore.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the eighth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Grizzlies trail the Storm 2-1 as B.Y. Choi, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI double, steps to the plate. And the pitch is inside. Count of 1-0 as the Grizzlies looking for a walk-off win tonight. This is a team that has only 6 outs to play with this. Here's a little blooper in the left field, and that's a base hit for Choi. Choi, a big turnaround first, and he will stay put as he's now 2-for-4. And there's a single. That's 3 hits for Lake Elsinore, their first single. Choi had a double. Wilson had a triple. Choi has 2 of those 3 hits. As here's Linares 0-for-2 with a walk here in the top of the eighth inning. As the Grizzlies trail 2-1, they still have 6 outs to go, but they're looking for a big win tonight. As that's inside, count of 1-0. See if they can keep the momentum for the rest of this series. 3 more games remaining in this series. Game 4 tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. As here comes the pitch from Hammer. That's a ground ball into left field, a base hit, as Perez dove after it and he could not get there. Jones will throw it in. So Linares now has reached base twice. He has a single, first and second with no outs. Now 4 hits for the Storm. And now Ryan Wilson, who's gone on all 3 times. An RBI triple, a walk and a hit by pitch as we have a mound visit between McCabe and Bryson Hammer. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's the pitch from Hammer, and it's going to get away from McCabe. It goes to the backstop, and McCabe, by the time he fields it, both runners have advanced. It's going to be a wild pitch. Second and third now with no outs. And now Hammer in a load of trouble here as a count at 1-0. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. As now a mound visit from Jerry Sullivan, the Grizzlies' pitching coach, as he'll go talk to Bryson Hammer here on August 1st. So 2-1 Lake Elsinore, runners at second and third with no outs, and Hammer going to try to find his way out of this little bit of a jam here in the top of the eighth inning. As Sullivan gets his words in, Bryson Hammer, a 12th round draft pick last year. Again, 22 years old. Runners at second and third, Choi and Linares. After the wild pitch from Hammer, Hammer will come set. Here comes the offering, and it is a called strike. Count at 1-1. Bryson Hammer has been one of the most reliable arms in the Grizzlies' pen. 32nd game, a 5-3 record, a 1.33 ERA. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Good pitch on the outside. Part of the plate for Hammer. Hammer threw 3 1/3 innings. And had 5 punchouts against the Storm, both career highs, back on July 10th. Here comes the 1-2. And that is a ground ball to short. Wimmer is going to go home with it. The throw is perfect again. The tag is perfect. And for the second time tonight, the Grizzlies have gotten a runner at the plate. With the infield in, it goes on a fielder's choice to get Troy at the plate. It goes 6-2 on the putout. And that's the second putout at the plate tonight. No advancement from Linares. So now runners at first and second with one out. And it's Chase Valentine who is 0-2, reached on a fielder's choice, also has a sacrifice bunt. But what a job by Wimmer to stay with the ball. But Bryson Hammer, the left-hander, as here's a ground ball, and this could be two. It's going to go 3-6, and now the ball's thrown away and into the dugout as Hammer couldn't catch it. This will score a run. It's now 3-1. Oh, man. A possible double play turns into a run. The Grizzlies almost turn two. Instead, a run will score in Linares. It's going to be a fielder's choice. It's going to be 3-6 on that fielder's choice. And Linares scoring. There should be an error involved as well as Valentine will get to second. And so now it's 3-1 as a run comes in to score. It's going to be E6 again as here's a ground ball over to Wimmer. Wimmer, off-balance throw, makes it. But it's now 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. As the first pitch is outside to Tevin Tucker from left-hander number 11, Javier Chacon. 5'11", 190 pounds for the Cuban. As here's a swing and a miss. The count at 1-1 to Tucker, who is 1-for-1, a double and a sacrifice bunt. As the Grizzlies trail 3-1, there was a fielder's choice and an error that allowed the run to score, an unearned run for Bryson Hammer. As there's a strike count at 1-2. So a big insurance run in the eighth inning for Lake Elsinore as they lead 3-1. They scored 2 in the 6-1 here in the 8th inning as the Grizzlies now trail by 2. As that's inside, almost hits Tucker. And the count at 2-2 from Javier Chacon. Chacon born December 24, 2002. 21 years old, will be 22 this year. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As that's a swing and a miss. Tucker down on strike. 7th strikeout by Storm pitching. And here comes Andy Perez, 1-for-3, a double. That was to lead off the game, as Tucker a swing and a miss. So now lefty-lefty matchup, Nolan Jones on deck. If Perez can reach, tons of power awaiting in the wings, as Perez will take a strike, count it 0-1 from Chacon. Alejandro Lugo, one clean inning, 3 flyouts to each outfield position. As the pitch to Perez from Chacon, and there's a ball outside, count it 1-1. Chacon, a little bit of a Nestor Cortez kind of setup as he dangled the leg a little bit longer to change up the timing for Perez. Here's the 1-1, and that is low. 2 balls and a strike as we have tonight's attendance. 2,944, 2,944. Here's the pitch to Perez. It's a broken bat and a great play by the second baseman in Valentine as he slides down for the out. 2 outs now. And it's Nolan Jones, 2-for-3, has 2 of the 7 Grizzlies hits, an RBI single, and then a single, and he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. This could be Jones' last at bat tonight, and he would love to get on. Here comes the pitch, and it's a strike, counted 0-1 to Nolan Jones, who's on MLB rehab, as the Grizzlies trail 3-1. Here's the pitch from Chacon, and it's another strike, 0-2. Good pitch right there from the left-hander, Chacon. So counted no balls and 2 strikes to Nolan Jones. Chacon winds and deals, and it is inside. Count it 1-2. Jones would love to find his way on. Give it to Braylon Wimmer, who awaits on deck. The Grizzlies still at the top of this lineup, trailing by 2. Here comes the pitch, and Jones ground ball to second. Valentine, who's been busy, throws it a first in time, and that we'll end the inning. We head to the 9th. It is 3-1. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Tyler Hoffman into the game for your Grizzlies here in the top of the 9th inning as Fresno trails Lake Elsinore 3-1 at Chuck Chansey Park here in downtown Fresno, California. Tyler Hoffman will take on Spence Kaufman. So Hoffman and Kaufman, as that's a swing and a miscount at 0-1. Kaufman 0-2 with a hit by pitch. As Tyler Hoffman ready to go, here comes his offering. Swung on and miscount at 0-2. Final line for Bryson Hammer, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. 1 walk, no hit by pitches, and no Ks. As Tyler Hoffman with the fresh haircut looking for the punch out. The pitch outside, count of one ball and two strikes. Tyler Hoffman trying to hit 100 tonight. As there's action down in that Storm bullpen. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman, winds and deals, and a fly ball, this one in foul territory. The long run by both Hengeman and McCabe as it will go foul. Count of one ball and two strikes. So the Grizzlies in the ninth inning will have Wimmer, Hobson, Tenna, Hinchman due up. A good part of the order to have up against the Storm. As it looks like they have another lefty getting loose in their pen. I believe. Actually, I'm looking down their roster trying to find ones. There's a swing and a miss. 98 past the bat of Kaufman, and Hoffman wins the battle. As Hoffman with the first out of the inning. That's the seventh K by Fresno pitching. As here comes Leodalis DeVries, who's 0 for 4. But looking down, I believe that's Harry Gustin. As the pitch is a called strike, count at 0-1. DeVries has three flyouts, also popped up to the shortstop. So the outs recorded 6-7-8-9. I'm going to say he's going to pop up to Perez here. As that is a foul ball, count at 0-2. Looked like a breaking ball there from the Tulane product in Hoffman. Hoffman, 6 feet, 182 pounds, 24 years old from Mobile, Alabama. 17th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. As here comes the 0-2, and a foul ball off the body of DeVries. Counts stays the same. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Friday Night Baseball. We'll have Living the Meme and Friday Night Fireworks presented by California Armenian Home. Pitch from Hoffman, swung on and missed. That is the second out of the inning, and Hoffman hitting 98 again. Second straight strikeout for Tyler Hoffman. And now it's Jose Sanabria, 0 for 3 with a walk, as Hoffman looking for a 1-2-3 frame. But tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch, and then Saturday, back to school night with a special guest appearance from Thomas Nicholas. As that's inside, count at 1-0. Rolls in Rookie of the Year and American Pie, and then he'll have a free concert across the street at Tioga Sequoia with his band. As the pitch from Hoffman on its way outside, two balls and no strikes. So make sure you come the next couple of nights, and of course Sunday to wrap up this series at 5:05 p.m. But grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As here comes the pitch, that is low, three balls and no strikes to Sanabria. Chukwuemeka Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As there is a two-out walk by Hoffman, second time Sanabria has trotted down to first. Fourth walk by Fresno pitching is here's Jacob Campbell. Has reached on a hit by pitch and an error, scored one run. But again, you'll crack the $1 million code and become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chukwuemeka Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch from Hoffman. It's low, one ball, no strikes. We thank Chukwuemeka Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. As the Grizzlies trail 3-1. As a mound visit between Hoffman and McCabe. Top of the ninth inning, 3-1. Two outs, runner at first, Jacob Campbell at the plate. Again, Fresno trailing as they will have Wimmer, Hobson, Tenna due up. 3-4-5. San Jose, Rancho Cucamonga, 12-11 in the seventh inning in that game. Visalia, they're six outs away from a win over Stockton. Inland Empire up 9-0. as the Ports now have just scored their first run, 8-1 in that game. Here's the pitch from Tyler Hoffman, and it's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. So Hoffman now has not been able to find the strike zone after the walk to Sanabria. He's fallen behind 2-0 here. The pitch, it's high, 3 balls and no strikes. And all of a sudden, Tyler Hoffman, after 2 punch-outs, has not been able to throw a strike. 7 straight balls for Tyler Hoffman. Struck out the first 2 batters. Here's the pitch, and it's high. That's ball 4. 8 straight balls from Hoffman. Third time Campbell has reached base. And Sanabria up to second. 5 walks by Fresno pitching. And here's B.Y. Choi. 2 for 4. An RBI double. A single and a run scored. As the pitching coach and Jerry Sullivan coming out to talk to Hoffman. Tyler Hoffman appearing in his 30th game. A 1-0 record. An 8.01 ERA. 3 holds. Hoffman, though, this year, in 31 innings, has 33 walks. So when you have more walks than innings, not ideal. But when Hoffman has thrown strikes, we've seen the success, especially tonight, where he has a pair of strikeouts, including 17-year-old Leodalis DeVries. So we know what Hoffman can bring to the table, but the question is, can he find a way? As here comes the first pitch to Choi. Hoffman looks back the runners, and it's inside, count at 1-0. That's 9 straight balls from Hoffman. So 8 straight strikes, and then 9 straight balls. For Tyler Hoffman. Hoffman looking in. He'll come set. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's a ground ball, and it goes foul. Count at 1-1. There's a strike. As the first baseman, Hinchman, trying to get to that ball. Runners at first and second with 2 outs here in the top of the 9th inning. 3-1, the Storm lead the Grizzlies. The Storm, the only 4 hits. A pair of singles, a double, and a triple tonight. They had their first hit in the 6th inning. The pitch from Hoffman. It's high, 2 balls and a strike. No action down that Fresno bullpen. The Grizzlies, though, 2 big errors, both by Braylon Wimmer, the shortstop. 1 costing a run. Here's the 2-1 offering from Hoffman. And a line drive into right field. That's a base hit. This should score an insurance run as B.Y. Choi has a 3-hit game and his 2nd RBI. It's now 4-1. As the crowd not happy with it, Campbell to second, and Sanabria comes in to score. An RBI single, first hit allowed by Hoffman, and now a run. And here's Oswaldo Linares, who has reached base twice. A single, a walk, and a run scored. So B.Y. Choi, a 3-hit game, 3 for 5, has 2 RBI. His first 2 RBI with the Storm. Now Linares, the pitch, and it's swung on a miss, counted 0-1. 4-1, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. 5 hits for the Storm, and they have been productive tonight. The pitch, that's a strike, counted 0-2. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate by Hoffman. As he looks to punch out Oswaldo Linares, and for Tyler Hoffman, struck out the first 2 batters and then could not find the strike zone to save his life. Here comes the 0-2. Winds and deals inside 1-2, 98 on that fastball. Tyler Hoffman, the 2nd reliever, 3rd pitcher for Fresno. Brian Perez, Bryson Hammer, now Hoffman. No action in that Grizzlies bullpen. The pitch from the righty, And it is called strike three. Great job from McCabe as he plates a perfect pitch from Hoffman, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies trail 4-1 as we head to the ninth. Final chance for your Grizzlies.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies, they trail the Storm 4-1. As Braylon Wimmer will lead things off for your Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth, as it'll be Wimmer, Hobson, 10 of the Grizzlies trailing 4-1, and Harry Gustin in on the bump as the first pitch is low, one ball and no strikes. Went to Smoky Hill High School in Aurora, Colorado. Then went to Hawaii, drafted by the Padres in the 18th round in 2023. As Wimmer takes a strike, count at 1-1. Wimmer 0-3 tonight. Takes on another lefty in Gustin. Here's the 1-1 inside, two balls and a strike. For Gustin, this is his 21st game. He's made two starts, a 2-3 record, a 4.10 ERA. As here's a fly ball foul, counted 2-2 to Braylon Wimmer. One hold, but he has not picked up a save this year in Gustin. A 4-1 game, so this is a save opportunity. 41 2/3 innings, 51 strikeouts. The pitch to Wimmer, and a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Braylon Wimmer 0-4 at the pair of errors tonight as he is out. First strikeout for Gustin, and here comes Caleb Hobson 1-3. But Gustin right up the road from Coors Field, so now has a chance to face the single-A affiliate of the Rockies. As Caleb Hobson trying to get going, the crowd trying to find some life, as that's a ball outside. Count at 1-0 against the left-hander in Gustin. He is listed at 6 feet, 160 pounds, 22 years old. As there's a strike, count at 1-1. Harry Andrew Gustin has long, flowy, blonde hair from the back of his cap. As here's the pitch, and it is low, two balls and a strike. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have a special guest joining us as the Grizzlies looking for a walk-off win tonight. The pitch inside and the count at 3-1. Let's see if the Grizzlies can get something going here with one out. Tana Hinchman Cumbis after Hobson. Both Tana and Hinchman coming in with hit streaks. Tana already with a hit. Hinchman looking to continue his. As the pitch to Hobson inside, checks the swing. He did not go around ball four. It's a one-out walk. Hobson's on for the second time. First walk tonight for the Grizzlies. As here is Felix Tena, one for three. But stay tuned. Ben Hensley will be joining us in the broadcast booth for the post-game show. We'll talk all about tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow in game four of six. Frazzle looking for a walk-off win. Here's the pitch to Tena, and he will take a called strike, count it 0-1. Action down in that Fresno bullpen. They have a right-hander getting loose. This Grizzlies team looking to either tie or win right here, right now. The 0-1 to Tena on its way. A check swing. Did he go around? And he did not, count it 1-1. Fresno this year looking for their eighth comeback win. They're also looking for their seventh walk-off of 2024. As Hunter Mann in the pen. Here comes the 1-1 at 10, a swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. That ball just disappeared on the inside part of the plate to Tena. So Tena now is going to have to battle as Hobson, the runner at first. Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-1. Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Called strike three as Tena waved at it, and that is the second out. It was called, but Tena actually on the replay, he actually went. So there's two outs, and now it's Jason Hinchman, who's 0-3. Hinchman, if he wants to extend his hit streak, will need a hit right now. So do the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch from the lefty, Gustin. As Hobson at first, the pitch, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. Hinchman has struck out twice, flown out to center field. Brad Cumbis on deck as Fresno needs at least another base runner. And Hinchman will take a pitch outside, counted 1-1. Good fastball from the left-hander. 93 miles per hour. Smoky Hill. I'm from Colorado. Very good basketball program over at Smoky Hill. As here comes the 1-1. And that's a check swing. Did he go around? He didn't. Two balls and a strike. As there was a reaction in the dugout by one of the coaches for Lake Elsinore who did not like the call. As here comes the 2-1. That's a called strike, 2-2, and the Grizzlies down to their last strike. Fresno scored a run in the third, but Lake Elsinore scored three of their last four innings, 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. Two balls, two strikes to Jason Hinchman. Here comes the pitch, and Hinchman swinging a miss, ball in the dirt, and this should end the game. As the Storm, they win, they end the Grizzlies' two-game winning streak, and the Grizzlies fall by a final of 4-1. We'll be back with the postgame and Ben Hensley right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our navies.
Well, I mean, you can talk about the Grizzlies' offense over the last two games, which has just been on fire. Tonight, the bats really did go cold.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that, Ben. And, you know, for the Grizzlies, they still had opportunities. But if you look at the numbers and runners in scoring position, 1-for-6 for Fresno. But on the other side for Lake Elsinore, they were hit by 4 pitches and drew 5 walks. Fresno, only 1 walk, and it was into the 9th inning. So Lake Elsinore being able to capitalize on the Grizzlies' miscues tonight. Let's go to the offensive side of things now. Lake Elsinore had 5 total hits, 3 of them from their number 4 batter, B.Y. Choi. 3-for-5, he had a double, 2 RBI, and a run. Triple and an RBI for Wilson, who reached base 3 times. Actually, all 4 times he reached base, he had an RBI triple, a hit by pitch, a walk, and reached on that fielder's choice in the 8th inning. Chase Valentine, he reached base a few times, a sacrifice bunt as well, and a hit for Jose Sanabria. Actually, 2 walks for Sanabria. He scored a run. For Fresno, Ben Hensley, take it away.
Well, Fresno ended up tonight, 1 run, 7 hits on the evening, 2 errors, those 2 big errors by shortstop Wimmer. Leading the way offensively was Nolan Jones with 2 hits, that RBI in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Also picking up hits, Andy Perez leading off the game with that double. Hobson, Felix Tena, and also Ben McCabe. And, you know, really, we're talking, you know, about base runners. And overall, you know, the Grizzlies didn't get their first walk until that 9th inning. And that's really what kind of did them in tonight, is not having those opportunities. When you look at the Lake Elsinore side, you know, albeit they did have 5 hits, but add to that the 5 walks that were given up and also the 4 hit batsmen, giving them 14 runners on base in the entire game. Compared to, you know, really the Grizzlies, who were held off base almost, you know, the entire game when we're talking about any sort of your rally situations. Really, you need to be able to get into those.
As the Grizzlies, they fall by a final score of 4-1 on the pitching side of things. Fresno right-hander Brian Perez has tied a franchise record with 4 hit-by-pitches. 6 innings, though, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. Bryson Hammer, 2 innings. He allowed an unearned run. And then Tyler Hoffman, after striking out the first 2 batters, ran into some control issues. The RBI single from Choi, a big insurance run. For Lake Elsinore starter, Eric Yost picking up his 2nd win against Fresno. 6 innings of 1 run ball, 7 hits, no walks, 6 Ks. Alejandro Lugo, a clean inning, 3 flyouts. Javier Chacon and Harry Gustin, the pair of lefties, 2 innings, 1 walk, and 4 Ks. Gustin, very good in the 9th inning. So the Grizzlies fall 4-1. They're back in action tomorrow. Ben, fans need to be here because we have Living the Meme Night. I know you're all about your memes as well, too. You're going to have to come check out the game tomorrow. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. We're on at 7:05 p.m. for tonight's game, or for tomorrow night's game, a 6:50 pregame show. It's going to be a lot of fun as we will actually have Al Scott, who has a lot of information on the Lake Elsinore Storm and San Diego Padres system. You'll get a chance to hear from him in the pregame show tomorrow as the Grizzlies fall by a final score of 4-1. Tomorrow night's pitching matchup will have a pair of righties. The Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 5-5 record, a 2.86 ERA. Lake Elsinore gives the ball to right-hand pitcher Ian Koenig, an 0-2 record, a 6.93 ERA. And for you, Mr. Ben Hensley, before we go, I want to hear your three stars of the game.
Well, you know, are we talking overall?
Grizzlies, oh, yes.
Grizzlies stars, absolutely. Well, you know, I got to give the first star of the game to Nolan Jones. You know, he's going to be heading back up to the big leagues pretty soon, and we can kind of tell. There was a throw he had in from left field in last night's game that I saw that just blew my mind. And then tonight, you know, really going two for four overall. You know, second player of the game, I've got to give to our pitcher. You know, tough luck start down there for Brian Perez. Six innings pitched, only two hits given up. It took him more than five innings to give up that first hit. Two runs earned, two walks, six strikeouts. The four-hit batsman, you know, a little bit of blemish on that, but overall a very good performance by Brian Perez. And, you know, really the third player of the game, I still got to give it to Andy Perez. Andy Perez, you know, very streaky hitter, and he's been on a little bit of a cold streak the last two games. But picking up that, you know, leadoff double in this game, you know, hopefully he'll be able to build off of that and continue that hot streak going forward here.
As the Grizzlies fall by a final score tonight of 4-1. The Grizzlies back in action tomorrow as well. A big thank you to Ben Hensley for joining us on the post-game show as well. And for you, the fans tuning in as well on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Thursday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?